Hey guys, Alex here, AJNashville.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, but I also want to apologize for having such a late podcast today. Quite a bit going on around the office, coming back from California, learning new systems, just doing different things. You know, it gets a little hectic from time to time. Sometimes we just need to take a step back, inhale, exhale, refocus, and get back on it. You know, that came in handy earlier today. I don't know if some of you seen on Facebook, I'd posted a podcast that Jocko Willink, one of the people that I really, really follow, had put up, and he was talking about how to deal with getting overwhelmed. And it was almost like it came at the perfect time because I'm sitting there and I'm feeling extremely overwhelmed. Those of you that didn't catch on at the beginning of this podcast, there was no say hi, Jeff. That's because Jeff, unfortunately, has decided – well, I say unfortunately – fortunately has decided to pursue his dreams. He has always wanted to open up his own business and kind of go his own direction, and that's something that he's decided to pursue. Jeff has always been a great friend. I wish him the best of luck and most success in what it is that he's looking to do. Also, what that does is open up a position here at Benchmark Mortgage. So if you know somebody that you think would be an awesome loan officer assistant that has maybe some experience in the mortgage or real estate field, by all means, do me a favor. Have them reach out to me. But back to what I was talking about a second ago, you know, getting back into the groove of things and feeling so overwhelmed because you have a million things going on. Like this morning when I got up and left the house, tried to leave the house. Let me rephrase that. My daughter was not having any of that business. She wasn't letting me go. I walked into the kitchen thinking I'm making my grand escape. I grabbed my little Bang energy drink so I could wake up for the morning. And all of a sudden I hear these little footsteps, little doot, doot, doot. Do, 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 do. And I realize I'm like, shit, she's coming. Sure enough, there's my daughter rubbing her eyes. I'm like, this isn't going to turn out good. Because usually if she's rubbing her eyes, that means that she's had what we would consider a rough morning. Now, she woke me up a couple times in the middle of the night, including one time where she was rapidly slapping me on the side of my face saying, Daddy, I want juice. And I told her, no juice. So after she had her juice, she went back to sleep. Because that's what goes on with kids. They kind of run the world anyways. So get ready. Come to the office. You know, like I said, Jeff has decided to kind of chase his own dreams and do his own thing. So there's a lot to get done. When it comes to doing mortgages and kind of running a business, you know, there's a lot to it. It's not just a matter of getting in and filling out a couple pieces of paperwork and sliding this over here and that over there. There's a lot that goes from the start to finish of doing a loan. And a loan officer assistant like Jeff was a person that help make that very efficient. And that kind of falls into the conversation I want to have today about, you know, you're being overwhelmed and being able to delegate duties to people to help kind of lessen that load. You know, it's a great thing to have. But then when you don't have that piece there, you start to realize how much it is that people do to help everything that you do on a day-to-day basis run smoothly. You know, that conversation doesn't just fall into place for today. It's also a conversation that falls into place for California. When I was there with our two toddlers for 2 weeks, you know, I had the help of masses of other people, you know, other people that were there to do things. But there's some things as parents you just kind of have to do, like discipline your kids, give them baths, stuff like that. You know, all that stuff we take for granted because I get home at night and a lot of times Shannon's already had the kids in the bathtub and they're out and they're dried off and the dinner's made and the house is clean. And I take for granted that stuff's already taken place. You know, you walk in, you're like, house is clean. Okay, it should be clean. It's a house. That's what you do with houses. You clean them, right? Wrong. Not when you have two toddlers. Because when you have two toddlers, cleaning anything is impossible. Like wiping your ass when you have two kids is almost impossible because they sit there and they watch you. They're like, are you wiping your butt? You're like, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Doesn't it look like it? I wipe your butt too. So enough of the butt wiping. You know, it's very difficult to do things like that. And I don't think I realize that until I spent that time with my children. And I realized that, you know, there's a lot. They're throwing toys everywhere. They're eating stuff on the carpet. And, you know, the kids are reckless. They'll destroy whatever the hell you want. Luckily, Lincoln is a little more controlled than Rowan is. Lincoln, you can look at and you can, with a firm voice, say, sit down. And he'll sit down and he'll kind of relax. But, you know, the thing with children is this. Shannon had a pretty major surgery. And so it had been a week prior to us getting there that they hadn't seen her on a consistent basis, and they're used to seeing Shannon on a day-to-day basis. That's kind of their thing. I'm the one that always goes out of town. I'm the one that has to do things for work and things like that, where I'm in the picture less than what Shannon is. I don't think there's been an actual 24-hour period where the kids had not seen their mom. So there's some repercussions with that because the children are used to some habit, you know, seeing their mom, having that motherly talk and touch and whatever, whatever moms do. Whatever moms do is magical, just for the record, because you ladies do a hell of a lot that I don't think us men are programmed properly to do. So, you know, they'd already went a week without them. Then they had a stressful flight with me. Now we're in California and the kids are figuring out how to unlock the back door and run out on the patio. And my brother's got a dog named Bud. You want to talk about a smart dog? This dog knows how to do everything. Lincoln loves dogs. And so Lincoln would follow that dog to the moon if the dog decided to take off and go to the moon. And so dealing with those different things and those different habits and behaviors while everybody else is trying to work and I'm trying to work and, you know, Jeff's back here trying to get things done, this way we can stay afloat, it's stressful and it gets overwhelming at times. And I think that sometimes as individuals, we take what it is we're dealing with and make it a bigger issue than it really is simply because it's what's affecting our brain right now. And I realized that for myself that I was taking these issues that weren't really big issues. I had to sit and I had to stop and I had to exhale and I said, okay, we're going to categorize these things by needs and by importance. And when I started to break those things down, I realized I didn't have as many things on my plate as I thought I did. I just needed to handle those things better, prioritize and execute. And that's the thing coming here, knowing that I have new files coming in and that I'm working with clients and I had two clients come in today, then you have to prioritize and figure out what it is that needs to be done first and you push forward and you execute because regardless, those things are going to be there. The only difference is, and this is what I tell my stepson quite a bit, I say, you know, the only difference is you're either going to do it when I ask you to do it or you're going to do it anyways with a negative result if it doesn't get done properly. And that's truly how it is in life for a lot of people. You're either going to do the task or you're not. And if you don't, you're going to have negative repercussions because of it. So you just prioritize and execute. The one advantage I had when I was in California when it came to work is I was 2 hours behind. So I was pushing later into the night. So some of my clients may have got calls at 7 or 8 o'clock at night from me. Well, it was only 5 or 6 o'clock there. So I was still able to get stuff done, but be responsive at the right times. But that doesn't make it any easier. You know, being able to, or I shouldn't even say being able to, having to do some of the things that Shannon just naturally does. You know, like I said, giving the kids a bath, you know, that's a thing I take for granted because it's very, very challenging to get both kids in the bathtub at the same time and not have them splash water all over the place and then get them out, get them dried, get them clothed, get them fed. It's a lot. And my children are picky. They have the luxury of kind of picking and choosing what it is they want to eat. So, like one of the things Rowan did that was really frustrating for me is she would have a cup of cereal with Fruit Loops on the bottom, Frosted Flakes in the middle, and Lucky Charms on top. And let me tell you something. If you mess that up, you're screwed. There's nothing you can do to change that. If you put that in the wrong order, you are dealing with an emotional terrorist at that point. And it's difficult, let me tell you. But once again, I want to fall back into taking for granted what it is that people do. You know, I think it's all too easy in our life to just sit there and say, you know what, this just happens. Why? It just does. You know, men that are out there that are, I shouldn't say just men, but people that are out there that are filling their significant other's car up with gas. You know, they get in the car every day and there's gas in the car. I'm just going to drive it. You don't realize that there's time taken out each and every time for somebody to go do that, to make sure that gas tank's full, to make sure the kids are fed, to make sure the trash is taken out, to make sure the house payment's getting made. And a lot of times we don't show appreciation. That appreciation doesn't always come in a verbal or a physical form. You don't have to say, hey, thank you so much for making the house payment today. It could be simply showing some appreciation by doing the things that you as an individual does best, you know. In my case, maybe verbalizing it because that's what I'm great at doing, but maybe it's just doing it with actions, showing appreciation to Shannon for taking care of the kids because obviously there's a lot to it, a lot more than I expected, you know, and my kids overall are good kids. It's not like they're horrible kids. I make them sound a lot worse than they are, but it's a lot for somebody that's not used to doing that on a day-to-day basis. Like I said earlier, when it came time to go out of town, that was kind of my thing. You know, I'm the one that always goes out of town for work or whatever, so I don't realize the day-to-day functions when you're getting ready for work and you got to get the kids ready for school and you got to be there by a certain time. If I was headed somewhere in California, I would wake the kids up and start getting them ready by like 8 to hopefully make it somewhere by 10 to actually arrive there at like 11 Not because of traffic, not because of anything other than the fact that the kids, when they decided, hey, I'm not going to get ready, guess who didn't get ready? So once again, a lot that goes into it. Luckily, with family there to help, made everything much smoother. Most of you know that I was transitioning to a new company. Let me tell you something great about this company. This company is very high speed. We get shit done. We get shit done right. We get shit done fast. We're able to do some make sense lending. So people out there that may not qualify for your typical financing, there's ways around it, ways to get things done, and ways to help out people that deserve the help, especially the veterans. You know, I see a lot of people doing a lot of things when it comes to helping veterans. And that was one of the big reasons why I made the transition to the new company. It wasn't that there was anything wrong with my old company. It was simply that the want to do some make sense things and help some veterans get into homes and things like that was an important thing for me. You know, a lot of you have seen, I had decided to initially take sort of a pay cut when it comes to helping people out simply because I wanted to be more focused on what it was I did from a passion side. And that falls into the loan category of things. You know, there's a lot of stuff that Jeff did on the back end that I took for granted. I looked at it, I'm like, oh, whatever. You know, it just gets done. How's it get done? I don't know. It just gets done. It is what it is. Today has been a total of 8 hours that he was supposed to be here that he's now gone. And I had to figure out some of the things, some of the simple things. Like I had a client come in with 200 sheets of paper and I'm like, I don't even know how to turn the scanner on or how to scan anything. You know, and it's a basic thing like that, a basic function that just kind of fell into place before that I now have to figure out how to execute. So, you know, I guess the biggest thing is, like a Jocko says, you know, when it comes time, when you start getting overwhelmed, make sure that you're delegating duties to the right people, that you're focusing on the proper things and that you're pushing forward and that you're executing. You know, that's the biggest thing is continue to push forward because regardless if you want to do it or you don't want to do it, it's got to get done. You know, the difference between people that win and people that don't is knowing that that shit has to get done anyways, knowing that you have to push forward anyways, knowing that you have to do the things that you don't want to do simply because they're too difficult, you know. And that's what separates the people that'll get shit done and the people that'll win from the people that won't. Now, that's not saying that you don't fail from time to time because guess what? We all fail. We all hit a point in our life where we're like, shit, I just messed up. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. It just means that you made a mistake and now it's time to push forward and do more. And do the things and take the lesson that you took from the last loss and keep pushing. You know, I'm learning those things today. I'm learning to appreciate some of the things that typically I wouldn't appreciate. You know, I don't know that if I didn't go to California with the kids for 2 weeks, I don't know that I would have the same appreciation for all the things that Shannon does as I do right now. You know, there's a lot of single parents out there, single moms, single dads that go through this shit on a regular basis. That two kids is the easiest. I'm fortunate that I have two kids that are pretty healthy that can do some of the things without me having to be extensively involved in their day-to-day functions. You know, my children don't have to be hand-fed or anything like that. They don't necessarily have special needs to where it's consuming more of my day. So I'm fortunate. I could only imagine if that wasn't the case. You know, so I want to be thankful and grateful for the things that I do have. But like I said, you know, there's a lot of credit due to somebody like Shannon that puts in more work than I thought. So anyways, enough of all that. You know, this is going to be a short podcast today. Like I said, I'm running behind schedule as it is. It's already almost 6 o'clock. At some point, I would love to get home and spend some time with those kids that I'm just talking about, how big of a pain in the butt they are. Even though they can be a pain in the butt from time to time, you know, it's great to spend time with family. You know, all of us get out there and we do these things on a day-to-day basis and hustle and push and do what we got to do and go above and beyond to make sure that everyone else is taken care of, but we forget about taking care of the most important things, which is our family. So make sure you're out there. Make sure you're grateful and thankful for those that go the extra mile and do things for us. I apologize for the short podcast, but like I said, I'd like to get home with the family. Once again, if you know anybody that's looking for a new position, loan officer assistant out here in Spring Hill, Tennessee, great benefits, great everything. Come out, have them reach out to me. Let me know if you know somebody that's looking. Give them my email address, aj@benchmark.us, or you can have them send me a text message, 615-243-3774. Also, the other thing that I've kind of tossed in the air a thought of is cutting the podcast down to one episode per week because I have another podcast I've been wanting to knock out, and it's a little more kind of raw, more uncut, you know, more of me thinking how those of you that know me, me thinking how I normally think on a day-to-day basis. Not that this isn't genuine, because it is, but usually what I talk about is a little more unfiltered. So let me know your thoughts. Post them in the comments below. Shoot me private messages, whatever it may be. Just communicate to me on your thoughts of if I should do another podcast and cut this one in half. So thanks again for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys soon.